This unrated, adult-friendly podcast is brought to you by our good friends at Adult Video Warehouse. Size matters, and Adult Video Warehouse's selection is huge. Come see what's new in lingerie, sexy toys, lubricants, and so much more. Check out their beautifully remodeled couple and female-friendly stores in Pompano Beach and North Palm Beach. AdultVideoWarehouse.net.
Welcome to the KBJ After the Show podcast.
Kevin's eyes look insane, but he's got new hair. Virginia is a witch, and she farts in her chair. Jason is a spaz who's got an old man's ass. Welcome to the After the Show podcast.
Here we go, Friday on the KBJ After the Show podcast. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Virginia. Happy birthday to you. There you go. How about that, huh? Nice.
Thank you.
Confetti cannon went off. Yeah. Pop on up here. Oh, that's good. Grab the microphone.
That was a very effective confetti cannon.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Sorry about that, Kevin. Kevin can't run the board. Can you get a shot of that? Like the aerial over here?
Look at this. Good luck finding the controls.
I think I peed myself.
I thought I was getting murdered again. Again.
Yeah, boy, that really kicks out a lot of confetti.
Well,
that's
I got
impressive.
The giant one for Virginia.
Nice. Okay.
So I couldn't go small. We go big for Virginia.
Oh, yeah.
That's
go big.
Awesome.
That's impressive. So,
happy birthday.
Thank you.
So, thank you, everybody, for coming.
Sweet.
That's so awesome.
Love
of
everybody.
You guys. How lovely, huh? Fuck. That's the way to get it going, right?
For my birthday, Jaybird just aged 5 years.
Holy shit.
That's tough, huh?
They brought me a cheesecake from Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, I didn't know about the cheesecake.
That was you, because you asked me what kind of cake I love.
I had a hand in it.
Yeah, you did.
Ooh, yeah.
That's nice.
That's real nice.
You didn't get suspicious, did you, with all the questions about cake and whatnot, Virginia?
I thought it was for a bit for the show.
I'll text her random questions sometimes. So, Virginia, you ever have a dream about a unicorn?
You ever kissed a duck? I'm like, what? Yeah. All right. No.
No.
Actually, I have kissed a duck.
Have you?
Yeah, I used to have a pet duck when I was a small girl.
With one of them BNDs?
No, not a barnacle nose duck. It was a basic bitch duck. White with a yellow bill.
Huh.
Okay. Yeah. That legit scared the fuck out of me. My heart is still kind of...
It is. Kind of brought you to life.
Well, I'm just a jumpy bitch.
You are a jumpy bitch. That is true.
But happy birthday, Virginia!
Thank you. Very sweet. Thank you.
Are you doing any kind of individual celebration? What is that going to be?
I am going to really blow it out on Monday, which is the day before my birthday.
Uh-huh.
We reserved the pool area at the Dolly Parton rooftop hotel, the graduate.
Yeah, right, yeah.
So it's going to be me and all my family up there all around the pool. And it's kind of like our own little private area. And it's going to be awesome. They've got Dolly Parton glitter jello shots.
Uh-huh.
They've got all these chandeliers and everything's hot pink. And it's just really cute.
Now, do you even do any of the country music stuff while you're there? Like, do you go to the Bluebird Cafe, which is a famous spot?
I will. So I'll walk up and down that main drag, and we'll pop in different bars. But, you know, one of my favorite restaurants, the Catbird Seat, is there in Nashville. So we're doing that one night, and that's like 12 courses, and it's just fabulous.
Okay. Well, that's kind of cool.
Nashville just has a really fun scene.
I'm long overdue to get to Nashville. I really want to get there and check it out.
There's a song for you in Tennessee.
Yeah, that's right. That's the thing. It's a great state. That's where the old Ken is from.
Yeah, we're excited. And then all my family will be there. Both my sisters.
Sister.
I think even my half-brother might come at some point for an appearance. So
okay, really? Wow.
A rare sighting.
All kinds of random family just popping in there. Huh? Okay, well, good for you. So Virginia's got her weekend all set. Bird, you are going to be making the KVJ horror movie this weekend.
Well, this is just the first week. It's going to be taking probably the next 6 to 8, maybe 10 weeks. But okay. Yeah, we're doing it on the weekends. We don't have anything KVJ. And don't worry, you two fuckers are a big part of it.
I can't wait. Yeah.
Virginia's got two roles in this one.
Oh,
two?
Yeah.
Two.
Am I playing a twin?
No. Gosh, no. Two Virginias? No, not like that.
I'm playing two different characters.
You are.
Wow. Better bring your acting chops, Virginia.
You better bring them.
You know I'm not that good, right?
I disagree.
Uh-oh. It's perfect for him.
Is it hot in here again?
Yes, it is. I got
oh
you.
Oh, my God.
I think that's just your another year there, Virginia. That's
menopause.
That's that menopause, yeah.
Then I got it, too, because I'm having some
Yeah, fun. Both of you are having the change of life. I guess what's going on?
Girl, we got to get some estrogen cream and rub it on our tits.
Is that what you do? That sounds kind of hot.
I don't know.
I know, like, when you do start going through the change of life, they do give you, like, a cream.
Well, you lost me at estrogen cream, but you got me back at tits, so.
In and out. In and out. Yeah.
I think when you get the change of life, too, you get these sick hot flashes, and you need a fan on you all the time.
Oh, I don't know if I like change of life better than menopause. I think I like menopause better than change of life. No. Yeah.
Sorry, Bird. I'm not going to dress it up for you, because you and your fragility can't handle it. You fragile white man.
Why you got to go in on race and gender?
It's just fun.
She hits everything. Talking movies, yesterday I had Canon at home with me, and I said, you know what, why don't we try a movie out? And I just was looking through stuff, and of course, he wanted, you know, some of the ones that you got to pay like crazy money for, like the is it Black Widow? Is that
the
movie?
They're $29.99 or something.
Well, I don't even right now have Disney Plus.
What's Black Widow?
It's from the superhero
ScoJo.
Scarlett Johansson's character for that.
Yes.
So I'm not doing that. So it's kind of like looking through all the movies that you get for free, and you know what? I just put it on Raiders of the Lost Ark. I haven't seen that in forever. Probably 20 years, and I asked Cannon, he hadn't seen it, and it aged well. It was still a fun ride. It was a good movie, and he was paying attention.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a lot of free shit out there that's good that you kind of forget to go back to.
Right, and you just kind of need that reminder. So, you know, whenever you see something like that, and yeah, it does look old, there's no doubt, but, you know, honestly, it's some older movies, it's like, guys, you need to do new edits. Because it's just the scenes drag on. But it's not so much that way with Raiders of the Lost Ark. I thought it was all pretty good. It's pretty concise. Not a lot of fat in that movie. Gets right to it.
I recently watched a Patrick Swayze movie, and I don't remember it. It's called Black Dog. Does that sound familiar? Holy shitty movie. But great, because it's so shitty.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Going back in time. You're
recommending movies intentionally that are shitty?
It's a gamble when you go back in time, is my point.
Different kind of movie review than you normally hear.
Well, you go back in time. You liked Indiana Jones. I went back in time and watched Black Dog. And I don't know if I liked it. It was shitty, but I like shitty things like that.
Yeah.
So I do not recommend it for anybody.
Okay.
You take a gamble when you do that
Interesting.
Stuff.
Okay, so you give movies to stay away from.
Yeah, unless you like shitty movies like me.
Okay.
All Corny, right. Cheesy, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Beth had said, Kevin, the Chris Pratt movie on Netflix was good. I think I have seen that. I'm trying to think. I know there was one that I hadn't seen yet, but I recommended it to my father-in-law in Canada, and they watched it maybe 2 weeks ago. But it was, I thought it was Chris Pratt, but I thought it was on Amazon Prime. It's some kind of futuristic aliens come to planet Earth, kind of like one of those things. So.
Okay.
And they said it was good. I think I saw that it was crushing it as far as numbers, doing pretty well for them. So, yeah, the Tomorrow Wars. Yeah, and I think that's actually, somebody said, yeah, it's on Amazon Prime if you want to go see that. But that is one that is getting some good reviews. But it's kind of interesting now when it comes to movies that, you know, getting those word of mouth recommendations because they may not even be in theaters. I don't think that even got to the theater. Tomorrow War, and it had a big budget, big cast, right there, right to Amazon Prime. So that's how it goes. And, of course, somebody's saying, I heard it was terrible. Mm-hmm. Sean Penn is doing something interesting. Did you hear his latest? He's working on a limited series about the Watergate scandal for Starz called Gaslit. I'm sure it's probably going to be good. Sean Penn does good stuff, and that's an entertaining story.
He definitely gets people fired up with his opinions.
Yeah, he does. Well, he's doing something now where he's reportedly holding out, and he's saying, I will not come back to finish this until everyone is vaccinated. So he's kind of holding hostage the entire crowd, the entire cast, where they've got to get their vaccine. So either, I guess he wants them vaccinated or he wants them off the project.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's kind of interesting. You know, a lot of people are kind of going through that. In fact, there was DeAndre Hopkins. He's a wide receiver in the NFL, and they had kind of gone with NFL kind of did a move that kind of twists your arm to get everybody vaccinated. And he's like, you know what? He's like, I don't like that they would make me do that and make choices for me. He's like, I'm considering retiring. Now, would he walk away from money just over that? I don't know. That seems a little.
Some people will, though.
Seems a little bold, but yeah.
You have enough money, some people may do that.
Just don't make a big, bold move that you regret 6 months later.
Yeah, you know, for
you got to be thoughtful when you're talking about millions.
Yeah, but they're really pushing the vaccines hard now, and I think they're going to start doing things like that for probably not even just actors and things like that. No, you're likely
the pressure.
You're likely going to find yourself in a situation that might be a little bit tougher than what it's been for you.
I think it's going to get tougher. At least the pressure. I'm not saying you're going to be made to do it, but there's going to be a lot of pressure around you to do it.
Yeah. You're feeling more pressure in your life, aren't you, Bird?
Across the board.
Always pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just heard you're getting pressured to get the vaccine.
Yeah. I hate talking about it because you can't win either way. And I really.
It's legit, though. I mean, people are going through it. Yeah.
Families are definitely pressuring each other one way or the other.
Yeah. One way or the other. Yeah. So
workplaces, families.
Yeah. Exactly.
Dating people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see what winds up happening with that. I thought this was kind of funny. I'd seen the video last week. Did you see Kevin Hart had made the video where for his birthday, I guess Nick Cannon got him a llama?
Yeah, I saw that.
And Kevin Hart's like, what the fuck am I going to do with a llama?
Llamas are not the nicest of creatures either.
Yeah.
And did he really buy the llama, or was it just a ha-ha, a llama rental?
I am sure it probably, you know, was just probably a llama rental. I'm sure they just did it for, you know, a video.
Yeah, I saw the story, and it kind of felt to me like, did these guys set this all up and they both were in on it, or was this really something they did to punk each other?
Well, I don't think they would set it up because comedians never set anything up to do a bit. Yeah, of course. Come on.
Yeah, I don't think it was anything that intense. But it's still Kevin Hart, you know, was in it, and the reaction was pretty funny. So I guess he kind of responded. I think this is maybe the audio from it.
This is the most childish I've ever seen in my life. This is extremely childish, and I don't understand his point.
Yeah, so he got him the llama. So I guess Kevin Hart responded, and he supposedly took Nick Cannon's phone number and put it up on billboards in L.A., Atlanta, and New York. And it said, for any advice on fatherhood, call my best friend Nick Cannon.
Kevin Hart was on Joe Rogan's podcast, and you could tell. So Kevin Hart, he's the spokesperson. I believe it's Beyond Meat.
Okay.
The Beyond the Meat. And, you know, he's doing these endorsements.
Right,
for
right.
So he goes on Rogan's podcast, and you could tell the Beyond Meat people want him to mention it on the podcast. You know, get a plug in on Rogan. You know, so many people are listening. So Kevin Hart starts going, he kind of casually starts mentioning how he loves Beyond Meat. And then Joe Rogan completely turns around and says, that's the worst product ever. It's terrible. Why would you ever eat so unhealthy? And you can tell Kevin Hart was not ready for that response whatsoever.
Really?
And I can only imagine after the podcast was over, Kevin Hart was telling the Beyond Meat people, I didn't know you were going to say that shit.
I didn't know he hated you.
I didn't know he like trashed Beyond Meat.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we need to get a billboard and probably do that for a KVJ show member for either a sudden death or something where one of us got to put your phone number up on a billboard.
Fuck, yeah.
I'll wait until Jaybird changes
his. Well, I'm changing it this weekend.
Yeah, okay.
I'll so talk about the new one.
So, yeah, the timing's perfect then. Jabril will get a brand new number and...
Oh, there's no way I don't lose that.
Oh, pumpkin.
You think you'll definitely, yeah, you'll get it changed and you'll lose what the sudden death
is. It seems like that's the way, I don't know, maybe not. Throw the good in the universe. But yes, I'll be, just to let you all know, I'll be changing my number.
Okay, I'll see if we can get a billboard.
When you change it, make sure you tell us what the new one is.
I will. I always do.
Okay.
Not ever do tell you.
What always happens, Jaybird changes his numbers, and then, yeah, I always get like, I'm like, so what is Jaybird's number now? I'm like, well, I got to actually check to make sure. Because I think at one point I had forgot to delete your old numbers. I think I had 8 numbers for you, and I'm like, I don't know what his number
is. I was texting the guy that had your number last, and this guy wants to fight me. It was an accident. I didn't mean to. I thought I was texting Jaybird, but, you know, I get a little lippy. I have a little fun. And so this guy just starts railing on me, and I think it's Jaybird.
Yeah, there's people.
And then I realize it's not Jaybird, and then that's awkward.
There was this one guy that snapped. Backpack used to call at midnight, and he would get so mad, and they would just go, "Is Jaybird there? This is not fucking Jaybird! Stop calling me!
He doesn't have this number anymore."
This is a while. It was about 12 years ago.
Yeah, so maybe we'll do that if we can get ourselves a billboard. That'd be a little bit of fun.
How do we get ourselves a billboard? Wouldn't we have to buy that?
I'll see if they can either get us one. Yeah, either buying it or maybe they can do a trade deal. So.
Maybe our old company, Clear Channel, would just let us use one.
No, that'd be a good idea. Maybe they would let us just go back into the old studio and grab some of our audio that we left behind.
Or some of those shoes we left.
We left a closet full of shit behind at our radio station. When we left Wild.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there was only so much time, and we didn't want to start taking shit out too early to start throwing off red flags to people.
Okay, so you just left it?
Yeah, well, because we couldn't get it out once we were done on air with our last show.
Right.
Once we left the building, we weren't allowed back in.
Right, yeah. Yeah, they're like, all right, get the hell out. Change the locks.
Change the locks.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff went down. Want to give a quick shout out to Adult Video Warehouse, the unrated adult-friendly podcast we're giving you here, is brought to you by Adult Video Warehouse, the sexperts at Adult Video Warehouse, ready to have you feeling like a sex god or goddess in no time. Visit adultvideowarehouse.net in Pompano Beach and North Palm today. Let me see. Other stuff we got going on here today. You were talking about this commercial. And it's for a vibrator. It's running on regular television.
I was getting ready for work, and it was my regular TV was on. No Netflix. It was, you know, where you flip the channels. And this woman, for a good 20 minutes, I feel like, it was like an infomercial, talking about full-on vibrators, showing the vibrators that look like big pink dicks.
What?
They had the little.
Is this a cable?
I recorded it to get the audio. Then I went back to brush my teeth. And by the time I went to go, I changed the channel, forgot what channel was on. But it was on regular TV.
Okay.
But it was an infomercial. So I'm assuming maybe it was a cable, like a USA or something.
Huh. All right, here it is.
Oh, it must be Adam and Eve's warming rabbit G. This is a rabbit that heats up. That's right. The warming rabbit G warms up. As you're using it, you can feel the warmth from the tips of your toes all the way to your G-spot.
Whoa!
And that heat is going to make you feel like you have the real thing, if you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Not only...
I like the commentary.
Yeah, right. That extra moaning in there from Jaybird.
I'm not kidding you. She was showing the dicks on the screen. Huh. It was weird. I know that it was during that time period where, you know, you can, I guess, do that.
Well, safe harbor.
If it's cable, you can do anything.
Right.
So, yeah, so it doesn't even matter. You can put
but
on anything
like
you want.
But was it like QVC?
QVC, you can put on anything you want. I don't think that's a broadcast channel, is
you
it?
You could, but I think QVC has morality standards.
Yeah, they may the network themselves might have some kind of standard, possibly. But, yeah, you're not going to have any kind of FCC interference or regulation. They can do whatever they want.
I just thought it was pretty graphic for five, you know, something in the morning. You know, kids are up that early. They're flipping through. This woman's holding this big old pink dick.
That is.
With the claw attached. You know, those kind of the vibrators.
That doesn't sound like that'd be a lot of fun.
Well, it's got like the little, it's got the long part. That's the dick. And then it's got the, it kind of looks like a, like a claw. Of
like a chicken foot?
Like a chicken foot, yeah. Chicken foot for your pussy.
Man, if you're rubbing one out with a chicken foot, things have gone wrong.
Yeah, it doesn't seem right.
But it was
pretty, chicken foot.
Pretty damn graphic for 5 a.m. in the morning. I got to record this.
Wow.
Anyone else see this?
Anybody think we can make a chicken foot pleasurable?
Yeah, you could. Absolutely. Yeah. You took a chicken foot and you put some rubber around the chicken foot. You could make the head. What am I saying?
Yeah, whoever got to that point, I mean... How do they figure out that a design like that is what gets you going?
I don't know. It looks like the claw.
Okay.
The sexual claw, if you will.
Interesting.
Right. Okay.
Double barrel, really.
Double barrel.
Two for one.
So do you put one on your...
clit and one in the hole. That sounded rough.
Okay, which one gets the chicken foot? This is an honest question.
No,
where do you put the chicken foot?
The chicken foot is the smaller one. It's connected to the big dick.
Okay.
And so I believe that would be clitoral stimulation.
So you put the chicken foot on the clit.
I believe.
And then the dong goes for the...
And the chicken coop.
Wow.
The canal.
Yeah.
Odd.
Huh. I'm learning.
Okay.
I'm learning, too. I assume. I don't have those parts.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know they... advertised dildos on TV.
I didn't either,
and
man.
Vibrators.
New day.
Man. So does Walmart, man. Walmart is...
Walmart has vibrators?
Yes, man. I've talked about this before on the air. I heard a woman asking for condoms. She goes, I need to get those condoms over there. And of course, you look, it's so loud, and there's a whole gate or a chest. You have to get the key. They open it up. They got Vibsies in there. They got condoms.
They really have everything at Walmart.
They do. They got a lot. You won't see that shit at Target.
They got that chicken foot one?
That'd be a random, interesting challenge. Like, if you just walked into a Walmart, just throw out a bizarre, random product and see if they actually have it. They probably do.
What's funny, I went there to get baseballs, and they didn't have baseballs. No, we don't carry them. Are you shitting me? You carry chicken foot
toys?
Yeah, we don't have baseballs.
You don't have a regular baseball?
Really?
Yeah, they did not have baseballs. In fact, I've gone to Walmart a few times for basic items, and they don't have them.
Huh.
But they got chicken foot.
Wow. Weird.
Bacurk. You don't need a bacurk. You got that chicken foot.
Cock.
No cock for you. You got a chicken foot.
Oh, yes. And they have cock rings, I believe.
They do.
I think they do have cock rings, yeah.
Hmm. Walmart. I hardly knew you.
Walmart, I know.
I mean, whoa.
And they sell regular toys there. It doesn't seem right, does it?
They don't hopefully have them in the same section.
You can pick up a Stormtrooper figure and... a chicken foot pussy toy.
Can you get Jeff Bezos's rocket?
Oh,
that would be an amazing sex toy. He needs to put that on Amazon.
The adult video warehouse for that.
Somebody needs to do a dildo look that looks just like his rocket. That would sell like crazy. Yeah, look at that thing. You could make that. That looks like a triple. That looks like it's got three capsules on it. That is a Jeff Bezos rocket with three capsules.
I mean, who is that viral? That dildo for? Is that for a giraffe?
I feel like this is for, like, show.
You can't even carry it. You're dropping it.
It's so heavy, I dropped it.
I think that's actually bigger than Jeff Bezos' real rocket.
I don't know who could take this.
A donkey. A donkey could take that.
But this is that adult video warehouse.
That's straight up donkey dick size.
You need to write Blue Horizon down the side of that. Isn't that the name of his rocket company?
Yes, it was the Blue Horizon.
Put that out there. Yeah, and then just be like, no, that's not a dildo. That's not a sex toy. That's a duplicate rocket.
Draw a little picture of his face on the side.
That actually would be funny to be like, hey, we got you Jeff Bezos' rocket. Hand to somebody unsuspecting see if they catch on to what it really is.
Let me take this thing out.
You want to take it home for the weekend?
Need to make a video. Just write Blue Horizon down the side of it and be like, hey, have you seen this new toy? And see if anybody catches on that it's actually a big dick.
Because sometimes when it's in the box, it's a little deceiving. Let's see how big this is.
When it's in the box?
Pun intended. Whoa. I mean, who?
Yeah.
Who wants this thing? I mean, look at this. It's a weapon.
Me.
Look. I mean, you could really kill somebody with that. Feel... Feel heavy.
Stop hitting yourself in the head with a giant dick.
I want to prove it to the people. Feel heavy. I mean, no one's liking that.
I mean, this is just ridiculous, right? Oh, it's got a suction cup?
Oh, yeah. So you can put it on the wall and back that ass up.
I got to tell you, that's going to be a great little gif, though, of you whacking yourself in the head with a rubber dick.
You want to catch it, Kevin?
I don't know if I can. Should I bend over?
You better use two hands.
You got to use...
Oh, look, you made it. Hold
two
on.
Hands. Two hands, Kevin.
Oh, nice. Kevin, I'm open. Kevin, he's still in second. Yeah, what he's still in second.
Pass the dick.
Pass the dick.
Here comes Jeff Bezos.
Here's Bezos. Launch 3, 2, 1.
Touchdown.
Yeah. It's a fun little toy. You can give that to a kid. That'd be hours of fun.
You should give it to your kids at the beach and just let them toss it around.
Why? So they can use it as a submarine?
Just to horrify the other beachgoers.
Yeah. Just put that in your kid's toy box and see if they notice.
I mean, are you happy you can fit this in your vagina? That's so
honestly,
big.
That would be better as a kid's toy than it would for an adult toy.
You've got hallway puss if you could fit this thing yeah. in there. I mean, oh my gosh.
I wouldn't even try.
Yeah, I think that'd be more fun for a child than a woman.
Well, put it back. Package it right.
That thing's crazy.
Right. Show respect.
Show respect.
Yeah.
To Jeff Bezos.
Wow. Thank you again to our sponsor.
Adult Video Warehouse. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah where you can go buy either a big dick or Jeff Bezos' rocket.
I bet you they got that chicken claw.
Oh, yeah. They definitely have the chicken foot.
They have so many fun other like gag gifts, too. It's a fun place to go shopping to buy fun stuff for somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not just dildos. They've got a bunch of other fun stuff.
And keep in mind, too, dildos and vibrators are different things. The vibrator moves.
Yeah.
Dildo is just, you know.
Just, yeah, you just whack yourself in the face with that.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. It's got multiple little purposes. Yeah, I saw your hometown of Lake Park, Jay Bird, might be changing a bit. They are looking to knock down the height restriction they've had for buildings, and apparently they want to go after high-rise condos. There's two twin 24-story towers. They're going to be coming in there to Lake Park, and I guess the whole thing is they want to change that whole waterfront area and even put in a whole bunch of restaurants and dining, make it kind of an entertainment thing. And it was kind of crazy because I saw, I think just from this one tower, from what I was reading, if I remember right, they'll get like $12 million annually tax revenue. And that's already like a quarter to half of the operating budget of all of Lake Park.
Wow.
And so they're saying, yeah, why not do this? And some people are going, no, this is a small little sleepy town. They're like going, well, yeah. But
progress.
It's kind of getting run down a little bit. It was maybe quaint 30 years ago, but you know, now we got to kind of do some upkeep. And if you have these buildings on our waterfront, that'll pay for us. And they're going to take that money right away and upgrade a park in Lake Park and make it really nice.
Kelsey like, this Park?
I don't think it was Kelsey Park. It's another park I didn't recognize the name to.
Kelsey Park is right there on the water.
Yeah.
You would assume it is Kelsey.
Maybe it is. I don't know. You can go read the story and find out all the details. But I just saw that and I thought that it was interesting that it seems like the mayor of Lake Park is like, we're going to be changing the face of this here town, and they're going to start getting, I don't know if they'll be like a Singer Island, but you know, they got some pretty good sized condos there on Singer Island.
Sure.
So Lake Park is going to do a little bit more of that realm to kind of change it up. So your town might start looking different from where you grew up, Jay Bird.
Yeah, no, Lake Park building tall ass buildings. Not really my game.
I was going to say, yeah, imagine that. You're going to be afraid to go back to your hometown.
Lake Park is a weird fucking town. It's like it's the equivalent of Twin Peaks. I'm telling you, it's beautiful. It's got a lot of character, but it is weird.
Yeah, yeah.
It was the right town for me to grow up in.
Okay, what is that street? You said there's one street that just really drop kicks your nostalgia when you go down.
Well, it's Park Avenue. There's a spot that used to be Cumberland Farms,
mm-hmm.
and I remember I would get my Garbage Pail Kids and my baseball cards. And there was a kid back in the day who stole them from me. He took the baseball cards and the Garbage Pail Kids. We all know he did it.
What's his name?
Francis.
His name was Robbie Francis. His name was Robbie.
Mm-hmm.
And the bottom line, it turned into a lot of drama to the point where Robbie's mom defended him and said he didn't do it, but we had three witnesses that he definitely took my Garbage Pail Kids.
Yeah.
But every time I drive by there, I go, that motherfucking Robbie took my Garbage Pail Kids. I always think of it. It always reminds me of it. Yeah.
I wonder where Robbie is today. That would be a fun segment to go back and call somebody on their third grade bullshit they did to us.
Yeah, I would love that. Robbie, you stole my garbage pail kids.
Robbie's like, what am I on for? Be like, you motherfucker, you stole my Garbage Pail Kids.
Witnesses, you're fucking.
How old was he?
So I was. We were both 10 years old.
He remembers.
Oh, definitely remembers.
He remembers if he did it or not.
It was a big deal because I was in the fourth grade and my mom and his mom got into it because there were so many witnesses to seen him take it.
Yeah.
There was no way he didn't take it.
Yeah.
And then his mom defended him.
Oh, yeah.
And she was kind of fucking weird.
Yeah. That'd be great to go back.
I would love it.
Yeah. Call these people out.
I would love to go back to my old house, knock on the door. I've done it before. There's new people living there. And ask if I could just walk around the backyard.
That's not weird.
See if I could find
it. Yeah, that'd be a hard no for
me. You got to come with cash.
Yeah, no,
you got to lead with your offer. You got to say, hey, I know this is going to sound weird. I want to give you $100 if you'll let me go walk around in your backyard for 20 minutes. I grew up here. This was my childhood home, but you got to lead with the offer.
The reason why I want to go back there, I buried so many toys back there.
Bring a shovel.
I know.
And we're going to start digging.
Mind if I dig a little bit?
Yeah. Yeah, RJ had said that too about Lake Park. Nice town 20 years ago, now not so nice. And that was what I was reading, that you have the older people that have been in Lake Park for 50, 60 years, whatever it is. They don't want the change, but the new blood is saying, look, I mean, our town is getting run down. We've got no income to do anything to fix it up. And now all these other towns are starting to pop up and they're cleaning up and they're looking nice. And we're just going to be a shitty little town if we don't do something about it.
We moved in 1990 or 1989 because we had so many prowlers. There were prowlers.
You were starting to get high crime area
when
you were there, and that's what ran you out.
My mom didn't go out much, but when she did, she'd go out with my buddy's friend. Her name was Joyce.
Miss Joyce,
yes,
yeah.
And they came home one night, all of us. It was me, my two sisters, and my buddy JR.
Yeah.
And we were watching TV in the front room, and the window, the curtains were up, and they pull in, and they saw this dude just watching us for just right by the window, right by our heads, looking at us. We had no idea he was there. They flashed the lights on him, and he looks at my mom and Joyce, waves, and then takes off sprinting.
Wow.
Yeah, he was just watching us.
That's so weird.
So creepy,
like,
man.
What entertainment is that for people?
He's probably jerking off, dog. I told you about those other prowling videos that I saw on YouTube.
Yeah.
The newscasters will say, he was caught masturbating. They have it all on camera. They jerk off. It's so creepy.
Wow.
He left a toy behind called the chicken foot.
But that wasn't the only time we had those situations happening on the reg weekly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was time to go.
Time to go, yeah.
You had two sisters that were going through puberty.
Yeah.
And that brings out the creepers, man.
It really does, because the same thing would happen in gardens. If you don't close, I really believe this, if you are females and you're not shutting your curtains, a creeper is going to find you and look. I really do. Is that prevalent of a problem of prowlers, Kev?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to freak anyone out here, but freak out.
Creepers are everywhere.
I'm mansplaining vibrators and creepers.
Yeah. So Lake Park needs it. They want to have a renaissance in that town and kind of pick it up.
Yeah. Do something about the prowling problem first, and then let's get some buildings up there.
Well, I think that's it. They start getting some revenue. They start running out the bad element and making it good again.
It's a weird area because there'll be a really, really expensive house.
Yeah.
And then three shitholes and then a mansion-looking house.
Yeah.
It's a weird town.
There's a lot of little pockets in South Florida that is like that. It's going to be interesting to see what happens because you have a couple nice buildings. And I'm like, what a gamble that is, where they sometimes put a nice house or whatever in an area that is around a bunch of houses that aren't. obviously with the plan of hoping that it catches on and more nice houses come in, but couldn't it swing the other way just as easily?
Sure.
Where you've got a really nice house on a shitty block.
Well, that's what's...
And now you've got like 25 prowlers outside your window just gazing in to see what you've got.
On the at the same time, there was a house on one street going for $700,000 and another one going for $290,000.
Right.
Completely different kind of houses.
South Florida is weird like that. There are some neighborhoods that it just feels like there's a tug of war on which way is it going to go.
Oh, and Lake Park's got some murder. Oh, it's got some murder, my friends.
That's why they're trying to rein it in and do something different. So it might look a little bit different, might look a little bit scary to you with some tall buildings, Shea Bird, but the change is coming to Lake Park. That's what they say. All right, y'all, Virginia's got to hit the road.
Dang, yeah, it's over.
It's over. I'm going to Nashville.
We started just getting cooking.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, she's going to take a rubber dick and hit the road.
Yeah, you can have the rubber dick if you want.
I'm good.
If you take the rubber dick, can I have the cheesecake?
I bet Rocco would love to play with it in the car. You keep him busy.
Oh, my gosh. If I could just give it to Rocco.
Just tell him it's a rocket ship and just make a video of him in the back seat playing with his new Bezos rocket.
I think it's bigger than him.
I don't know if he can lift it.
You couldn't.
Yeah. I dropped it.
Okay. All right. Fun little video there. All right. You guys have an amazing weekend. We'll see you, at least myself and Bird and the rest of the boys, back here on Monday.
This unrated, adult-friendly podcast is brought to you by our good friends at Adult Video Warehouse. Did you know Adult Video Warehouse has all your smoking needs covered too? See their huge selection of hand pipes, water pipes, and so much more at the lowest prices in town. Open late in North Palm Beach and 24/7 in Pompano Beach. AdultVideoWarehouse.net.